Functions of leaf. First function, photosynthesis. The process of a green plant which prepares their food. Second line, the word food is there. On top of that, write the word glucose. With the help of carbon dioxide, water, and in the presence of sunlight. Where sunlight is written in bracket, write the word light energy and chlorophyll. This is known as photosynthesis. So in photosynthesis, what do we learn? That during this process, four things are needed. Number one, carbon dioxide. Number two, water. Number three, light energy. And number four, chlorophyll. After the word photosynthesis, write down what I am telling you. During this process, oxygen is given out and carbon dioxide is taken in. Next point, exchange of gases. Exchange of gases means during the process of photosynthesis as well as respiration, gases are exchanged. Just now I have told you, during the process of photosynthesis, carbon dioxide is taken in, oxygen is given out, right? And during the process of respiration, oxygen is taken in and carbon dioxide is given out. Write that down, where the word respiration is, oxygen is taken in, carbon dioxide is given out. And where photosynthesis is written, write carbon dioxide is taken in and oxygen is given out. Next point, transpiration. Plants are taking in a lot of water through the roots. So the excess water which is taken up is removed from the plant in the form of water vapor. Next line, underline the word water vapor. Through the stomata, where the word stomata is written in bracket, right, pores on the surface of the leaf. Pores, P-O-R-E-S, on the surface of the leaf. This process is called transpiration. Next is vegetative propagation. We know that a flower gives rise to seed and from a seed a new plant grows, but in vegetative propagation, any part of the plant, that is the leaf, the bud, which gives rise to a new plant, that is called vegetative part of the plant. Okay, example they have given you, bryophyllum. And next function is storage, that is when the leaves store food, like in onions, it stores food. So therefore, that helps in the process of storage. Next, activity 3. Follow the figure that is given to you. This is an experiment to show that glucose is produced by the green plants during the process of photosynthesis. Follow the diagram. The first diagram they've given you is a potted plant, a plant which has green leaves. A leaf from that plant is taken. Now the next drawing, follow that. A green leaf is taken, it is put inside a test tube, and inside the test tube, do you see the word alcohol is written? This whole test tube with the alcohol and the leaf, it is made to boil in a beaker containing hot water or boiling water. And after that, that leaf is taken out and put in a petri dish. Do you see that petri dish where iodine solution is being put? And that leaf, if it becomes blue-black, it shows that the plant has the presence of starch in the leaf. Next, conclusion drawn is what I have just now said. That is, starch is produced by the leaf by the process of photosynthesis. Come to the next activity, activity 4, where they are showing a plant which is covered by a polythene bag, and it is a experiment to show that transpiration is taking place in the leaf. So if you cover a polythene bag, the leaves are giving out water in the form of water vapor. It cannot escape into the air. It is getting collected inside the polythene bag. Label the diagram, the polythene bag, potted plant, water vapor. These are the three words in the diagram that you have to label. Then come to the next word. What is transpiration? Definition of transpiration. See the word where conclusion drawn is written. The word transpiration is given to you and the definition.